I have to
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
All right, I need to tinkle because I'm very old.
Okay.
And I'll be right back, though.
Okay, I'm just going to stop recording and streaming. For those of you who are in video, which may be no one, but if you are, I'm shutting that off now. So you can, for the after show, you can go over to, if you know, I mean, you know, if you're watching this, you know. So I'm going to, bye-bye. I'm going to turn that off, right? Maybe. I'm going to turn it off right now. Now I'm going to stop recording, and I'm going to stop the Zoom recording as well.
Recording stopped.
Oh, lots of recordings. Now I'm going to have to edit video again this weekend. But it's fun. It's more for me than anyone else because I just like playing with the gadgets. We don't get a lot of video views. It's mostly audio, but and occasionally it's nice to just edit the, because editing the audio now that we don't care as much as we used to care is like a quick process. Just a little level, just mix them together. Boom. Make sure they're takes about 10 minutes. But now the video, I think the least amount of time I've taken to edit the video was maybe an hour. But generally, I think it's around an hour and a half to 2 hours to edit the video. Because it's convoluted. I need to edit the audio because first, and then I need to match it up with the video, and I have to make sure the lips are in sync. And then it has to render and all this bullshit that has to happen. So, but now that I'm not doing my show 5 days a week, I'll have time. Even though I probably will release it on Mondays, which means I'll still be recording on Sundays, which still means I'll be editing the show and recording my show on a Sunday. So, or what I could do is record different segments, different days of the week, and then piece them together.
You could.
But that would be the same as recording a 5 day a week show. So yeah, that wouldn't really, not really. I mean, because they would be shorter. But still.
Mm-hmm. Still. So Zach's choices the other day was between Matt Franco and Shin Lim.
Oh, I would go see Shin Lim.
That's what I told him. I was like, you know what? They are both excellent magicians. However, Shin Lim is a fantastic magician. It's like
I want to see Shin Lim in person. Yeah. I don't know how long he's going to remain in Vegas, but I would one of these days when I'm in Vegas, I would really like to. I tried to see him the last time I was in Vegas, and he was off on the days that I was
bastard.
There. So I couldn't. I was gonna buy a ticket and go see him all by myself. And
why wouldn't you have asked me? I would have gone. I like Shin Lim. I like magic
because you weren't in Vegas.
I could have gone to Vegas.
Well, I didn't
you
go
mean
to Vegas.
During your during your thing.
During the thing.
I thought you meant you were going to go to Vegas yourself.
No, if I was going to do that, I would pick a day that he was working.
Yeah.
I was already in Vegas and I was like, "Oh yeah, Shin Lim is here and has a show."
I don't know how you wealthy people live. You just like jet off to a place on a moment's whim. But yeah, I would have picked
Andy's.
I would have picked him.
Well, because we all know I have a certain type of man that I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
And he fits that.
Is the type of man that you're attracted to the man, the myth, the legend, RIZGOD, Rizgod baby?
I don't know who that is.
You told me
exotic. I like exotic men.
You told me that you were caught up.
Is that offensive? I was caught up in what?
You told me that you were caught up on Survivor and The Amazing Race.
I am, but I don't remember shit.
What? You don't remember the annoying fucking kid who every time he has a confessional says, that's why, it's why I'm the man, the myth, the legend, R-I-Z-G-O-D, Riz God baby. And he like, and he uses that moniker numerous times.
Is he the kind of cute younger guy?
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember that bit, but I remember the guy getting bit by the snake.
Yes.
I remember.
Do you think he did it on purpose?
No. Why would you get bit by a deadly snake on purpose?
So, as they stated.
I mean, they are deadly.
As they stated, most bites are not venomous. Like,
but are you going to take that risk?
Well, yeah, but the point is like, unless you're antagonizing it, it's the bite is just a warning bite. Like, it's not going to inject the venom or whatever.
And it's such a pretty snake, yeah, too.
So, I mean, but he was sitting there. He hadn't eaten in 6 days.
He's like, fuck it.
He's got a kid at home, but he knows he can't just quit because they destroy people who just quit, right? Like, if you just quit on Survivor.
He was on the show for his dad who has glaucoma and is not going to be able to see in a year.
Right. But, so he's like, how do I get out of this? So that I can eat and also go see my son being born. And I think he was like, I need an injury. Remember, there's no TV or podcast out there. They have nothing to do all day long except think. So it's like you could run through every permutation of like, what injury could I get that wouldn't leave a scar? Like, I don't want to burn my hands off in the campfire, right? It's like that would like leave a scar, or, you know, like dislocate a shoulder or slice a leg open or something that would cause some kind of scars. Like, hey, that snake, like just a snake bite and just the fear that it might be poisonous.
I feel like that's a stretch. I feel like he was just swimming or walking around and he stepped on a snake. Or maybe he didn't step on it, because I feel like if you stepped on a snake, it would have been venomous.
He said it's just it was going by.
It kind of latched onto him.
Yeah, it didn't even register it as a bite.
Now I don't want to swim in Fiji. That's all I gotta say. Like, when I go to Fiji, there's gonna be swimming pools. That's it. No ocean. I don't like the ocean anyway.
No ocean in Fiji. Fuck,
I mean,
that
when
Fiji
I say
ocean.
I don't like the ocean, I like to be on a cruise ship on the ocean.
Yeah.
But I don't like to swim in the ocean. I'm not a big ocean. Although we did swim in the ocean when we went on the cruise. But it freaks me out a little bit. I think sharks.
Do you like
sting?
Do you like cake by the ocean?
Well, I like cake anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. I like especially $22 cake. Is my favorite.
You know,
Did you say your favorite was the carrot cake?
At the cake bake shop, yes.
Yeah. Who would ever choose a carrot cake as their favorite cake?
Me.
A vegetable cake. It's basically, I love the cauliflower cake. You know, I mean, it's, no, not carrot cake.
What?
No, I mean, I'll eat a carrot cake.
You're so wrong. There's so little carrot in carrot cake.
Oh, there's tons of carrot in carrot cake. They grate a whole butt ton of carrot. Although I do like zucchini bread.
Yeah.
Which, why again would you put zucchini in a sweet bread? Like, it makes no sense whatsoever. But you don't taste the zucchini. It just adds moisture, I guess.
I mean, zucchini is a squash, and we bake squash pie. We call it pumpkin pie, but it's squash pie. And
I don't know. I will eat a carrot cake, but it would never be my favorite. Like, I would never say a carrot cake. And I don't like raisins.
There's no raisins in it. The reason that the carrot cake is my favorite at the cake bake shop is they serve enormous slices of cake. Like tall, big layers of, you know, cake. And they are $22 to $26 a slice. And you know I'm cheap. So the reason that the carrot cake is my favorite is because A, it's delicious, but B, it's very dense and it's very, you know, it's difficult to eat all of it in one sitting. Like it is one of those, like, you know, like, oh, I just can't. It's like, so you feel like it's worth the $23 because when I've gotten their other cakes that are lighter, they're delicious, but it's like, you know, I immediately inhale, like Rodan talked about it on Pods of My Copilot. He immediately inhaled the, like you look down and it's like, oh, I ate that whole fucking piece of cake. It's like, it's so light and airy that you don't even have time to register the fact that you're eating, you know, an entire piece of cake. But for a cheapskate like me, that's like going, well, I don't know that that was worth $22.
I don't really like dense, rich cakes, like a fudge cake like this. I like lighter cakes that are, you know, like a chiffon or a...
But I feel like, I feel like it's okay to have different likes.
It is.
By the way, you can stop the cloud recording if you haven't already.
I did already. And I'm still going to have to go back and use that service because I missed the first 2 or 3 minutes. So I don't guess I have to. You could still do a summary and just miss the first 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, had we started the show though? We hadn't started the show.
We had started the show.
Had we?
We had.
Yeah, I guess because my recording
what
doesn't matter.
Did you not hit record it? What did you not record?
Craig, but Craig is for the after show. So it's like, it doesn't matter when I start him. I could forget up until halfway through the show or all the way through the show. So that distresses me that you don't remember this annoying guy.
I know him. I just don't remember him saying that. I know who you're talking about. I don't remember him saying that. I was not happy with who went home in the most recent episode because I wanted it to be the girl.
It was never going to be the girl.
Probably just because I thought the guy was cute and he seemed like he was gay, potentially.
Hold on, and then you're not caught up.
I am. Well, yeah, it was, well, maybe the last episode I watched, I thought, was when... It was, oh, no, sorry. That wasn't the last episode. Then they merged tribes.
Okay, yes. And so you know who went home after the merge, and he is not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He is not cute. And,
no, he's not. Yeah, he's changed, well, changed. Some people might find him attractive. Who knows?
So you wanted Jeremiah to be kept over Alex. Yeah, oh, over no. Sophie. You wanted, what's her name? You wanted Sophie to go home.
I wanted Sophie to go home. Yeah. Not because I don't like her, just because I felt like he was a cute, Twinkie-looking gay guy, and I just wanted him to stay. It had nothing to do with, I mean, I'm sure she's a lovely person. I didn't see anything. I just wanted the other person to stay, is the only reason. Yeah. But, you know, I found it interesting, and I'm sure they did it for dramatic, you know, effect.
Absolutely.
But yes. When they merged the tribes... They had one of the tribes go to the one that was like luxury hotel, fully made up. And they had the other one stay on the blue tribe that had nothing.
Yeah.
Even though they had that third island that I'm sure probably had better accommodations, better, you know, whatever. But they made them become Keely or whatever blue. You know.
If you listen to the podcast, the Jeff Probst podcast, I am sure that someone asked that question.
Jeff Probst has a podcast?
Yeah. Oh. And I'm sure someone asked that question, and I can almost guarantee you what the answer would be, which is they chose from the beginning, before any player played anything, they had already planned that when we're at 14 players, we'll drop the red team. Because in the past, it hasn't been the tribe with nothing and the tribe with something else. It's always, so it's like, I feel like they just randomly choose the colors ahead of time and it works out how it works out. So that's probably, cause they're big on that. They're big on the whole, like, nope, we left it up to chance. We did everything we could to randomize it. And
they, well, maybe, but I mean, it works for better TV to have one of the tribes, you know, in the island that has the shelter built and has the, you know, all that good stuff and whatever, and have the other tribe go to the, and then you have, and then if they win immunity, it's even better because then you're like, oh, finally the blue team won immunity, the blue tribe won immunity or whatever.
Yeah.
And they did. Yeah. Yeah. So it was just like, it seemed so perfectly staged, like, oh, this is going to make good TV.
But it didn't.
Amazing Race.
I am so, like, I'll tell you what. We watched Survivor together. Zach is in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I hate getting spoiled on it. So I've already watched it. I watched it, you know, Thursday. And I didn't tell Zach. I'm not going to tell Zach. And when he gets here and he wants to watch it, I'll watch it again. I'll happily sit there and watch it again and not, you know, whatever. But just because I don't want to be spoiled or whatever. What was my point that I was trying to make? Oh, The Amazing Race, on the other hand, I could have watched it today. I could have watched this week's episode today. And it was one of the choices when I was watching TV while eating dinner. And I'm like, you know what? I really don't care.
Well, okay. Amazing Ray. And I will, sir. And I know you love Survivor, but these, all of these reality shows, to me, are somewhat background shows.
Yeah.
They are like, I want something light and fluffy playing in the background.
Oh, you misunderstand me. I you know, whatever. I like that. I'm just saying, I don't think I care about any of the contestants. Like that.
So I mean,
this season of The Amazing Race, I'm like, I really don't like any of you. It's like,
well, I don't, you know who I don't want to win and is, oh God.
Jazz and
yes.
You racist.
No, because he won Big Brother.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
And he was just so good. He's just too good. Like, he doesn't need to win everything. Like, you know, I mean, luckily.
But do you saw what he did? They literally gave up a first place
That was nice.
Win for somebody's birthday, right? It was just like,
and he's also a nice guy. Screw him.
I know.
I mean, he's a complete winner when the good guy wins.
It sucks so bad when the good guys win. Who wants to see that?
He's no Tony. But I tell you what, Amazing Race, I watch more from Survivor.
Oh, I hate that guy.
I watch Amazing Race more for the travel and like seeing the different cultures and like, you know, oh, this is the kind of cheese that they make in blah, blah, blah or whatever. And they're going to roll it down a hill, you know, it's kind of a background thing, but it's almost like watching that Rick Steves guy.
Yep.
It's kind of like watching a travel video on PBS. But it makes it more interesting because there are competitions, you know, and they have to do whatever. But I never really care who wins that much on that show, generally, because they're just...
I like rooting for people. So I like to have my favorites, and I get excited when my favorites make it, like, past the merge or, you know, or make it further into The Amazing Race or whatever. Like, last season of The Amazing Race, there were teams that I liked that I was sad when they left, like, you know... Sad when they got voted out or not voted out, but eliminated.
When they were riding all the trains, it gave me a little bit of a like flashbacks to PTSD. Losing my passport, a little PTSD, because I'm like, oh my God, you get your passport before you change trains, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I feel like that would be my secret weapon on if I were to be a contestant and Survivor. And I'll tell you how I arrived at this thought and why this isn't a non sequitur. When you said I had a flashback to leaving the passport, I was thinking in my head, I was like, yeah, except for the fact that there's like a camera crew and a sound guy and somebody else the camera would probably pan over to show the bag that you're leaving behind or whatever. Like, so the one piece of advice that I would have, or the one secret weapon that I would have on any of these reality shows is I would always watch the cameras. It's like, because the cameraman is always zooming in on the immunity idol while the person is there haplessly, like looking around or whatever. And she's like, all you had to do was
You know, I've never thought about that, but that's true.
She's like, just turn around and look at the camera guy. He's pointing right at it.
They do. They focus right in on that. I never even thought about it. No, but they let them, like, okay, sure, they do that on The Amazing Race, but, they didn't, because in one of the most recent episodes, the guy lost his car key.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember. They found it.
Yes.
They found it, but there was no shot. The cameraman had no shot of losing his car key. Yeah. There was no shot of that, but oh my God, it was like, that would be another thing. If I lost my car key. And I guess you're out of the game.
I don't know.
They're not going to bring you another car.
They might. It might fall under automotive breakdowns or whatever, which is just you get a replacement vehicle or whatever, but you have to wait. You don't, your clock doesn't pause or whatever. You just have to wait for them to bring you another car. Like, there's been other seasons where a car has had a flat or it's the engine stopped working or something like that.
Remember, was it last season when there was a dead end.
Yeah.
It was a road, but there were those pipes that keep you from going any further.
The bollards,
and then they tried to turn around and they got stuck.
Yeah. And then like the next scene was just them walking away from it. It's like, wait, how did it get resolved? What happened?
I always think, and the one thing they showed that I've never seen them show on Amazing Race before that they showed this season.
What?
Is two of the guys said we were celebrating and we stopped and bought a magnet and ice cream.
Yeah.
And I've never seen them show them eating, you know, buying food, buying souvenirs, doing anything or alluding to the fact that they, you know, that they do any of that stuff. But because Mark and I always talk about, we couldn't go on Amazing Race because we'd need to buy a magnet everywhere we went. And, you know, we would lose time trying to find a magnet. And then they show a team buying a magnet this season. Yeah.
The thing that drives me nuts about The Amazing Race is the prizes. So you're in this country. You're only in this country for like a day, like Holland or whatever. You win the leg, you get on the mat first, and it's always just like, you, for winning this leg of the race, get a Expedia key points for a trip for two to Puerto Vallarta. And it's like, but wait, I won in Holland. Shouldn't I get a tour of Holland?
Sure, there's that. But then there's also, why is it key points? Can you decide to use those for a different location? Is that why they give you points? Like, can you
the
say...
The reason that they give them key points is because Expedia is a sponsor of the program. And so the Expedia is like, we're trying to advertise that we have these key point things. Oh. So therefore, always... It's like the Travelocity gnome or whatever. It's like...
Yeah, but I mean, so they do have to go to whatever the location is. They can't just take those points and use them.
I don't know. I feel like most television game show prizes, you can opt for the cash equivalent of any prize. Like, that's like a law or something. Like, you know, you don't have to take possession of an automobile if you want it on a game. Because
prizes will cost you money.
Right. So it's like, you can, instead of taking the automobile that you want on The Price is Right, you can take the cash, you know. Mr. Beast talks about that in a lot of episodes in a lot of interviews and stuff where he's just like, yeah, you give away a Tesla, you give away a boat and everything. He's like, honestly, most people just want the cash. It's just like, you're like, okay, you can have this boat or you can have the cash. And they're just like, oh, we'll just take the cash. It's like, you can have this island or you can have a check. And she's like, oh, we'll just take the check, right? So they get to make the video. It's like, we gave away this island or whatever. And it's like, and in fact...
Well, it's less work. Because if you win a car and you owe thousands of dollars in taxes for it and you're a poor person, then you're going to have to sell the car I mean, you're going to have to do something. So might as well take the cash. But I'm just wondering, is that always, are there any game shows that if it, like, is there a way that they can loophole that where the game show can pay the tax for you or, you know, things of that nature?
I don't know.
So you don't have to, because then if they pay the tax for you, isn't that another gift that you would then owe taxes on? It would just be like a, it would just be like a
you get to a fractional cent that is just like keeps infinite. Fraction.
An infinite
My
loop.
Cat
there's
is
a regression. A no, it's there's a word for it. There's a computer science word.
Recursive.
And I'm a recursive. Recursive.
My
yes.
My cat is just sitting there, staring. Like he's sitting like a perfect. You know, like the back legs tucked. He's sitting up. He's got his front paws down. His tail is wrapped around it, all four paws, and he's just sitting there staring at the carpet. Like he's just staring at the carpet. What are you doing,
he's
buddy?
Deep. He's deep in thought.
He is. He's clearly deep in thought.
So you've got a thing behind you.
I have many things behind
that
me.
That looks like it's lighting up. But are you just moving your head and the light from your whatever is reflecting?
Yes. See right there.
On the thing. It looks like it's lighting up and like it's okay. So see, doesn't it look like it's kind of
it
like
does,
the
it
light
does.
Is.
I mean, there's that thing. Like that this? Thing lights up. But it's not plugged in right
It's
now.
Not plugged in because you hate it.
I don't hate it. Why would I? It's right there.
No, that's true. I'm just kidding.
Jeez.
My thing that I backed on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
That I was so excited about.
Yeah.
Had some defect and it pushed back the delivery date to like December or January. I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
I wanted to put some, what is it? Like a, I never can remember. I wanted to do the thing with the thing.
Oh God. I
it's
hate
not
it.
Resin. I wanted to resin print on something.
Right.
And I'm not going to be able to do that until December or January.
Me mentioning a cat made you remember that. It's like you were wanting to resin print on a cat. All right.
I don't know why a cat made me think of that. But.
So is there anyone on Survivor that you are rooting for at this point?
Not yet. I haven't learned enough about them individually
to know
who I like.
Yeah, that is the severe downside of the one tribe losing every single time is that, like, that's the tribe that you spend most of the time with. You know, after the challenges and whatnot, because that's where the drama is.
I think I like the Asian guy who almost got voted out.
So he was an alternate this season. He was.
I think I like him so far.
He was Jason. Is that his name?
Could be.
He's an alternate. So he was one of two alternates that they brought in at the last minute. Like they found out that they were going to be an actual contestant like 12 hours before they were on the beach.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah. But there was another one on his tribe, MC, was also an alternate. So it was like those two, because there were two Survivor contestants for 49 that basically got kicked out at the last minute for cheating. They were talking to each other. You're not supposed to talk to the other contestants at all. Like they keep you at the Ponderosa before you go do your... You know, so you're in the Ponderosa for a day or two before they start the show, but you're not supposed to talk to other contestants. Like you're not, so you can see them there, but you're not supposed to talk to them.
Did they stop that Ponderosa YouTube show that they used to do?
It was like a big game of hide the salami. They kept moving it around as to what YouTube channel was on and everything. And it just felt YouTube moved away from the subscription model. And now, you know, it's all just suggested stuff, and it's just, it never comes up on my suggestions. So I don't know. I don't know if they canceled it or not. I used to like watching it.
Yeah, we watched it for a while.
Yeah.
But
Then they hit it somewhere, and then it's like, you know, they're like, oh, yeah. It was like, that's my new pet peeve is all these podcasters, like, they put everything behind paywalls, but the paywalls are so incredibly hard to figure out. Like, I want to subscribe to the Bulwark podcast. But it's like, I got to join Substack and do a Substack subscription to get their podcast. It's like, I don't want to set up a Substack.
Subscrap?
Yeah, Substack. I need to go because I'm I'm kind of fading.
You're fading?
Yeah, I'm kind of tired.
Okay.
So.
That's fine.
I don't think we have anything. We were just talking about.
We're just talking about shit.
Yeah,
just shit. I mean, that's what we do anyway, right?
We talk about shit.
We haven't talked about AI, so Scotty should definitely listen to this level 13.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to. It's like it's something that is making a fundamental change in society. So it's like, why wouldn't you talk about it?
Oh, sorry, Scotty. End right there.
It's like, I think back to, it's like, remember when the iPhone came out? That's all the it's like, how many years of iPhone talking about did we have on podcasts or whatever? But it was because it is a zeitgeist. It's part of the country. Anyway, I'm going to go to bed.
Okay. Well, enjoy your bed.
Good night, Kathy Marshall. Good night.
Good night, chat room. You guys haven't actually, no one has said anything in the past
Lamont Cranston
41 minutes.
That's true. Well, I mean, you know, they're listening. They're playing their cozy games. Whatever. It's cool. Yeah. It's cool.
Cozy games. All right.
I have to finish watching have a good evening. Critical Role before I completely pass out because I have to know.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. He's like, I only have enough energy left in the tank for 20 more minutes of Critical Role. I can't give that to the listener.
I have 30 more minutes of Critical Role.
Anyway,
good night.
All right. Good night.